Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Directions for Truth show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I'm so excited about getting to do this show. This is one of my favorite types of shows because we can help everybody. Not everybody. You know, we have time limits, but we're going to stick a microphone in front of the face of our volunteers, and for those of you on with it, and you can see the participants list, you can see that we have two volunteers already. Maybe we can get to a third one, but thank you for volunteering to do this. We are only limited by your microphone and our database. So as people come in and we begin to do all this and use it, you'll get to see how bioacoustic really affects your life. My apologies that we missed last week. We were snowed in. The sheriff puts it up on this big bulletin board. You can't come out in the snow. Whose microphone is open? Lena, I'm going to shut your microphone until we're ready to use your voice. In the beginning, we have a couple of announcements, and we're going to talk about Richard and what was going on with him last week. One of the things I would like to announce is going to our site, go to our classes, go to 2-Day Technician, and we are doing a 2-day class on finding your perfect mate, and we are going to give you the software so that you can start a bioacoustic center in your community, maybe start a dating service. This 2-day workshop, I think this one is free with the software, so get in touch with the office and check on that. And then we have a 5-day workshop coming up, sort of the same topic, but we give you more software and we teach you more in-depth things. So in light of people joining us for bioacoustics, you can see a picture here in front of you of our classroom, and I'm over here in this corner where the light is. Richard is out there in California. We're suffering with minus 14, and he's got wonderful weather out there. Richard, what's the temperature there?
Oh, you don't want to know. It's actually currently 70. No, it's only 75.
Okay.
It's a little spooky. I will say that it is a little spooky because we really should be having rain now, so that always gets tricky. Yes, it sounds great, but when you have no water, not good. Not good.
Very true. So in Directions for Truth, we should give our announcements first, Richard, before I talk about you. We did a vocal profiling live once before, and people were so upset that they couldn't get in. They called. I wouldn't choose them. You know, I choose the people who stick their hand up and volunteer, except Richard. He sort of gets hogtied into doing some of this sometimes. Clara says, hello, I can't hear anyone. Okay. Let's give Clara the 866-863-3903 tech support. And I wrote that in the chat for her. So if anybody knows Clara or knows how to get in touch with her or direct her to the chat, then there's tech support. If she can't hear us, we can't do her vocal print. So she must not have her speakers on. Check speakers. Okay. So we have a third volunteer. Himmer. Whoops, he put his hand down. He, she. Okay. We may have another volunteer. We'll do Lena first. We are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and on WebEx. You can go to the WebEx and watch the show, soundhealthoptions.com, radio, and then Direction for Truth. Richard is going to tell you how to hear this show directly afterwards. And for those of you who are guinea pigs, we're going to send you your profiles, written profiles, and also to show you how to do it when we get finished. So, Richard, how could they hear this?
About 10 to 15 minutes after we end the show on the audio side, on the Blog Talk Radio side, you can go to Sound Health Options. Hammer, if you'll please mute your microphone for now, we'll unmute you. Thank you. Go to Sound Health Options, click on the Radio tab, and then click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive player, and the last five shows will be there in that player. You can also go to any of your podcast aggregators. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Google Play. You can go to Pocket Casts, wherever you get your podcasts, and search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll find this show in any of those apps. You're going to find it probably in about an hour or so after it's submitted. So that takes about an hour typically. And you'll be able to listen to any of the over 560 or 70 hours now of shows that we have. And I would suggest, and I really like people to go to blogtalkradio.com and sign up for free. They don't spam you. They don't do anything with it. They just have Blog Talk Radio. And subscribe to listening to the show, to the Sound Health Options show or the Sherry Edwards show, because that really bumps us up in the ratings over at Blog Talk Radio, which is always good. So please do that. And you can join the chat there as well.
Somebody is sending a suggestion that we have topic-specific classes. We already do that. It's called Guardian, and you can go to our, I think it's in the new, no, classes maybe. There it is, under classes and Guardian. This month is about fibromyalgia. We do one a month, plus we do all of these 500 and some classes that Richard is talking about. So we already do that. Go ahead and suggest a topic, and we'll try to take care of it. For the class that we're doing tonight, workshop, radio show, whatever you want to call it, go to Downloads, go to Radiation Software, and while you're there, you can download the Radiation Exposure
Software. I can't hear anybody speaking. Is the voice is on? Is there someone there?
That's Clara's mic again.
How do you deal with this?
Yes, you keep talking. I'll message him privately.
Okay, I'm trying to. Yes, we are here. We can hear them fine, and I've messaged them four or five times. I'll try to catch their microphone and keep it closed. Okay, back to download the Radiation Software while you're there, and we're going to be using Audacity tonight, which you can download. We're going to be using this instruction booklet, 72 pages, which you can download. And a pastel folder is for you to use with your clients. So everything we're going to tell you is exactly here, all for the taking, so that you can sign up for classes. We are going to open Audacity, which we gave you the link to download. We're going to open Lena's mic and ask Lena to speak to us for 30 seconds. And this is the timeline up here. And like I said before, if you have a bad mic, it's going to be garbage in, garbage out. So we'll hit the red button and all this instructions in the booklet. She'll talk for 30 seconds. We'll export that and take it to.
But I lost my volume.
Lena lost her volume. Hello.
Now I can hear you again.
Okay. So, Lena, your mic is open.
Okay.
So, talk to us about anything that you would like. Go.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I've had a pretty crappy day. But this is definitely the highlight of my day. Ever since I found you, I've been excited to be on here. So I don't know what you can tell me, but whatever you tell me, I'm listening. I don't know what else to talk about. I have become a busy mom, and lately it seems like my life is spinning out of control. So this is another attempt or effort to figure out what's going on, and hopefully this...
Okay, stop. because we're having trouble hearing you. It's like the volume is not up or something.
I have my volume up as high as it goes. Should I get closer to the mic?
No, it's on my end. So let me see. Well, this is a good lesson where, okay, I'll speak into it and you'll see what it should look like. Okay, this is Sherry, and boy, it's not coming up for me either. So, and I'm right on top of the microphone. So let me stop this. Good lesson for everybody to learn. Let me see what's going on here. Richard, do you see anything that we're doing wrong?
I know
edit.
That Audacity can be fussy, but I never see the setting. Why? Is this something in input that it's changed?
I don't
see
anything.
Volumes look that high on the microphone, and are you on the right microphone? I can't see the screen big enough to...
Microphone,
yep.
Samson, it's there, so it's
okay.
The right one.
All right.
And I'm right on top of it, and I can't get anything. This is awful. Last week snow, this week microphone trouble.
It's coming back.
What's coming back?
Your voice is much clearer now.
Well, and we're not doing anything here. Speakers, volume, microphone.
That should do it. Try recording your voice again.
Hello, hello. How now, Brown? Now, what happened? What did I click?
Gremlins.
Gremlins. There it is. Okay, I'm going to stop it, and Lena, you're going to go again.
Okay.
Ready?
Hi, my name is Lena Arizo, and I am a mother of three, and I am so excited to be here today, and I'm so excited to learn to see what you can share with me from my bioacoustics. I found you a few months ago, and I want to learn more, and I've been sharing with a lot of people, so the more I can learn, the happier I am. Today's been a crazy, crazy day for me, so... this is the highlight of my day so far. Should I continue to talk? So I'm kind of out of things to say right now.
Okay, I let it go a little long because in the beginning there wasn't much there.
Yes, I see.
So I'm going to chop that out. We can hit this green button and see if we've gotten anything.
I am so excited to be here today.
Yes, we have it. Now, what are we going to do with this? Why is this important? Why is Lena excited? Well, here's something that happened to Richard. Well, it disappeared. Here's something that happened to Richard last week. All through the show, he was having trouble hearing. And this is what his vocal print looked like, and this is what we're going to look at with Lena. He had a big open space here, which was C2, I believe. And mm-hmm. He had a couple of other things, neck muscles, throat muscles, all of this big, wide stuff right here. So we printed everything out for Richard. I have it if you guys want to see it. And what's going to happen. Here's his report. And it just gives instructions. And there's that big, wide spot. And then it tells you what's going on. Cervical vertebrae C2, and it controls auditory nerves. And it was the highest high and the biggest problem in his chart. So, Richard, do you want to talk about what you did?
I chose to, rather than doing sounds, which I could do with the information that Sherry sent me, I could be doing sounds, but I wanted to go to my chiropractor, who also does a technique called cranial sacral work. And he worked on my head, and he adjusted my neck. And my head, my hearing on the right hasn't improved yet. However, my head feels better. The headache cleared up. My neck feels more limber, and I would describe my head as feeling more spacious. So it definitely made a difference in how I'm feeling, although the hearing in the right ear hasn't returned yet. But he said it might take a day or so.
Well, with your new information, it showed some proteins that you need. It still shows the stapes muscle is an issue. Let me open that up again. so you can see both of them. So here's the second one.
Oh, but they're less giant gaps. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to look at both of those together. But here is a protein that controls the cochlea hair cells. We need to give you that by frequency or get it under control. It's too high. So you get all these instructions on how to read these reports, and then by preference, by relevance, what's the first thing that is at issue? And you'll see there is no vertebrae here. The stapes muscles, the ones that little hammer and anvil thing in your ear. But you can use these as management reports. And what we want to make a difference in is this blue line here. The more you're in that blue line, the more healthy you are. Now, one thing that the computer didn't address that we should have is this very first line that's very low. And it's still low, so we need to address that. But look at how much of his vocal print, and if we played this, it would say what Lena was saying about a stressful day. But this big hole is gone. These two holes are gone. All of this mess that was way too high, that's been brought down. So we can say about your cranial sacral adjustment, it was a success. So we're going to do this same kind of thing with Lena. Now, we aren't going to save this. We're going to export it. Export and Lena live. Alexi, you don't have a microphone. It's no wonder you're having trouble. You don't show to have a microphone at all. Somebody go back to 866-863-3903. Call tech support. We pay for them 24/7. We're hoping that we end up doing this enough times that everybody can have all of their equipment and everything up to par, so we don't have to deal with equipment. Okay, so I'm going to save this in my waves file. The next thing, we probably won't need this again, but the next thing is we're going to go to our online and they've knocked me out, so I must have taken too long. You can make your own file. Well, you can have your own file here. The nutrition and muscles are free. It's soundhealthportal.com. Would you put that in, Richard, soundhealthportal.com? And we're going to open a new client. This is how easy this is. This is the hardest part right here. Lena. Lena, when's your birthday?
5/20/75.
And where are you?
I'm in Texas.
Texas, okay. And female. And do you want the computer to see what you need, or do you just want to say, I had a bad day?
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
Is there something you want us to look for? Do you want to depend on the computer, or do you want me to put in something like PTSD or something? What would you like?
You know, I'm completely out of focus. I cannot concentrate. I cannot get anything done.
Okay, so we might look at anxiety. We could fill in all of these things. Here's anxiety, and you could let the computer decide what it wants to look at.
Okay.
So
you also look for dyslexia?
We can look at learning disorders, but not specifically dyslexia.
Can you maybe perhaps look at learning disorder?
Okay, those are in something called pre-vaccination. And I will write that down because I don't think it's in this list. Is learning in this list, JKL? I don't see learning. Memory, metabolism. Okay, we'll just remember to look at it. Okay, and this is not letting me save it. That is really weird.
If you only knew the day I had today.
It says ask for a new one. 5/20/75. What we should do, Lena.
Yes.
And I said new again because it won't let me do anything. It won't let me.
Mind doing a new one?
It won't let me save it at all. I'm doing something wrong, I think.
That's okay.
So if we do it this way, I'm going to go out and come back in again. It's one of those days, I guess.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't think it's moon void, of course, or whatever people. Well, it did keep you. There you are. That's really weird. Okay, I'm...
Me, it's that's how my day has been all day.
Okay, we'll blame it on you.
Yep.
We'll see what the computer is going to do. So there's your there's your vocal print. We're going to bring it in, and it says yay, and we got it, and we're going to say let's just say save and close this way. And it'll bring up our wave. Wow. This is predictive. I have never seen anything like that.
Wow. Should I be scared?
Richard, have you?
No.
One of the saving graces here is that long term, it says it's wonderful. A little tired. Sometimes this is mold, but I don't know what this is. Let's go look at anxiety as a template. But we'll come back and see what the computer wants us to look at. Now, this is the Sound Health, like it's called anxiety, A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. This is the Sound Health portal. And we're just going to start with anxiety because that's what she reported. And all of these steps and templates and tutorials are all on the portal. So we're going to pull points and we're going to do it. Let's do predictive and current. Boy, these are really odd things. I would go back and look at fatigue because she has all this low stuff. All this open stuff is something that is open and aggravating. Now, it's pulled a point in the middle of the blue, and I'm just going to say get rid of that. So it'll turn it blue, and we'll go look at some other things. But this is one of the most important things, I think, that you can get on the portal. As we ask for the templates again after we have pulled her points, it will give us a priority out of about 150 softwares. 320 under skeletal, super brain at 145, PTSD 130. We're looking for something 50 or above. And that's just incredible. Super brain, PTSD, even traumatic brain injury. So I'm going to pick those three, but we can go look at anxiety and see what the score is. Well, I spelled it wrong again. A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. So when you get this list, you want to look at percentages of 20 or more. So we can see what's 20 or more. But super brain and PTSD pretty much covers what she said. So let's look at hits. 38% for hearing loss. Cancer absolute. That's just looking to see if cancer is coming. GERD, common cold, chemotherapy, muscle strength, spine, bonding, that's emotional, gout. This one I would probably talk to you about privately, because there's three things that we found with cancer, and the way we're able to turn it around is calcitonin, catalase, and vitamin C.
So is that saying that I have some sort of cancer?
It says you have some cancer indicators, and it might be metabolism, but it's not something I want to go through on the air. I want to use the one that we've already chosen, so we can come back to that one. It's just way complicated and hard to explain on the air. So what this is you talking, and then the computer tore it apart and put it back together in 0 to 1012, I think. And where these great big circles are, that's what is most of the problem. That's a note of C. I don't know what that one is.
Do you have a lot of problems because there's a lot of green dots?
Say it again?
Does this mean I have a lot of problems because there's a lot of points?
No, we picked 24 points. We want to get rid of the ones that are too close. Like this one is way too close. If we pull it out. See how way too close it is to the blue line? But the only one I got rid of right now was this one that was in the blue line. Now I'm going to update the GNS. Now I'm going to create a report for you. Well, it's not save and close. I guess I have to do that first. So it's telling me, 2028, let's look at the relevance. What is the most important issues here? That's have to be the other end. 33, so these are your highest highs. Acetylcholine is your highest high, not working. So we have to look at that. Myelin sheathing, a gene for the nerves. P13 kinase, I have the slightest idea what that means. A substrate for TRKC, I still don't know what it is. So when we send this to you electronically, we can click on it, and you can go look it up and see what it is. It's phosphatidyl inositol. Now, inositol is required for the use of acetylcholine. So this might work. If we were just doing a nutrition evaluation on you, if you would take some inositol and choline. Boy, GTP elastin, I don't know what that is either. Does not exist. Well, here it is. And it doesn't tell me what it is, so we'd have to go look. Just gives a lot of references. A-T-L-A-S-T-I-N. A-T-L-A-S-T-I-N. It looks like this is a very complicated case. Well, that didn't work. Boy, that's written in such big language, I can't understand it. Motor neuropathy, digital muscle wasting, sensory neuropathy. I would have to go digging deeper to see what this really is. Yours looks like a really complicated case, brain and PTSD.
So PTSD is depression, right?
It can be, and anxiety.
I have anxiety. Today was really probably one of my lowest days.
Are you experiencing depression?
No, I don't feel depressed.
Okay, I went back and asked for it to look just as anxiety.
I know I have a lot of anxiety.
Okay, well, I went back and asked it to separate everything from but anxiety. Medication, oxygen. High, that can't be. Hippocalcin-like protein may be relevant for neuronal signaling. This is way over my head. It is not something that I can do on the air. It just would take too much. Here's your B5 is way low, and that can cause anxiety.
What is P5?
It's in the methylation cycle.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You what?
What did you say what it was?
It's in your methylation cycle.
I have no idea what that means.
One of the things you can go back and look at our videos, over 500 of them. We've done many different issues on methylation. I'm going to go back and look at nutrition for you because that is about the only thing that we can deal with in this setting.
Okay.
Because the stuff for your brain is proteins and things that you couldn't get a hold of anyway. So let's look at nutrition, and this is a free one on the portal. And things that cause anxiety, GABA, gamma butyric acid, B5s being in stress, things being too high. So we're just going to look at your nutrition. SOD, S-O-D, that revitalized the cells so you have energy. Ornithine, that helps detox the body. Asparagine, detox the body. Isoleucine, all of that gives you your blood sugar a hit, but that's too high. Zinc is too high. That would not contribute to anxiety, I don't think. Vitamin E. There's a cofactor for B1. Calcium sulfate. Now that's for tissues. A lot of things are too high. Are you taking vitamins?
Yeah, I am taking this supplement that is supposed to give you all the nutrients and it's supposed to give you clarity and focus and energy.
Well, your body's not using them. See all these H's?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means the stuff is too high.
Is that what's throwing me off whack?
Well, your body's not using it. There's two things that we need to create here. An evaluation report for just nutrients, and then one for anxiety. The other is just, it's way too much to try to do in one setting, especially on the air in front of everybody. In Texas, we have some people in Texas that you could get in touch with. Call Teresa tomorrow and see if you can. I'm going to go look at anxiety by itself. Call Teresa and see if you can find. I know there's two or three people in Texas.
Okay.
It feels to me like your system is being bombarded by something that your body can't use. Like giving you too much vitamin B's, it would make you antsy. So we need to look at whatever nutrients you're taking and compare them with what's happening with the nutrients that's showing up that you can't look at this.
There's Zoloft. I don't take Zoloft.
Just because it's on your report doesn't mean you take it. It means that it's a frequency of something else on your report. Bioacoustically speaking, everything is redundant. Like dopamine. If your dopamine is not working well, it can cause anxiety. Dopamine precursors, tryptophan, some other things. You have to look it up to see what's a precursor for dopamine. GABA is a precursor for dopamine. So this P5P is showing up in every file we do for you. P5P.
Is that good or bad? What is it?
Well, one of the ways to look at it is to go on the internet and see what it does. P5P glutamate, P5P oxidase, enzyme catalyzes pathway, biosynthesis, cofactor. Well, let me just look at it another way. ANXIETY, P5P. And see if there's any relationship. Well, I don't see P5P here. A pit develops in your stomach, room growing small in each minute, crowds, anxiety setting in. P5P is a nutrient. Here's a relationship. Well, that's part. Here's a relationship between P5P, and you can go buy this at your health food store, and anxiety, and along with depression. Now, it's been in everything we looked at, in brain, in anxiety, in PTSD. So because of, we're getting short of time here, because we want to do at least two people, I would recommend that you look up P5P and see if it's causing your anxiety. Could it be a B6 deficiency? People with anxiety disorders benefit from P5P. Now, just backing into it quickly, I'd like you to, well, I can't say this. If it was me, I'd go to my health food store and I'd get some P5P, and I would check against the nutrition list that I'm going to give you against the nutritions that you're taking and see which ones you're overdosed on. I'd quit those. I'd take the P5P and let me know what's going on.
Okay.
Anything you want to add to that? Is there any herbs that would help her, Richard?
I think I would start, because it's already such a complex system, I think I would just start with a P5P and see how that helps settle things in. I have a feeling from everything that you're showing, it seems like there's something in her system that is sensitive or reactive. So I think one thing at a time would be the best thing to do, would be my. If I was doing it, that's what I would do. I would choose one thing, try it, and then try the next thing.
Well, if she's taking everything that's supposed to be helping her, it sounds like it's just putting her into a state of overload. Here's the methylation software that's available on the website, or here if you want us to do it. But when we look at this methylation worksheet, let me move this over. Here's the P5P here. And so this is going to help you metabolize all the rest of this. But when that's out, the rest of this is not metabolized. So your energy cycle goes awry. You're not able to process B12. So there's just a lot of things going on here. This is just from our methylation software. When I send you your stuff, I'll try to send you one of these maps or try to remember to do it.
Okay. So would you recommend that I stop taking the vitamin supplements that I'm taking?
I'm not allowed to recommend that you do anything.
What would you do?
I would look at the list I'm going to send you that's a nutritional evaluation, and I would look at it against the nutrients you're taking. And if things are too high, you might want to talk to whoever advised you to take these and say, look, it's reporting too high. My body's not metabolizing things. I'm a shaking mess. I feel very anxious. And that may be why. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Can I ask one question?
Okay.
Since the beginning, you told me my chart was crazy off, and the beginning of it was like way up, and you said it was too difficult to explain to me. Could I perhaps call you and you can explain to me? Because now I'm kind of worried that, perhaps there's cancer or whatever, but just I kind of need explanation of it. And I know you can't do that because there's other people waiting and your time is limited. And
call Teresa tomorrow, and I'll put our phone number in here. Call Teresa and 919 and 740-698-9119. She's our clinical director, and talk to her about setting up a time that we can talk.
Okay, perfect. I will do so. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. I wish I could do more. There's just too much there.
That scares me.
Well, the fact that all three had the P5P in it, let me find heartfixer.com where you can read more about this. Heartfixer.com. I'll put this in the link for you. So you can go in and look at that P5P and see what it might be doing. And online it says it is one of the reasons for anxiety, free-floating anxiety. So since it's water-soluble, probably won't hurt you to try it. But certainly if somebody's recommended you take a pile of stuff, you need to know whether that's being useful or not, or it's just accumulating and upsetting you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lena.
Thank you so much.
Clara, did you get a microphone yet? Are you able to hear us? I'm going to unmute you. Clara, you are unmuted. Hello.
I'm here.
Awesome. Well, was tech support able to help you?
Yes, we can hear and see everything.
Okay, we are going to open an Audacity. This is where we start. And you're going to talk 30 seconds. This is the timeline about anything that you'd like. You ready?
Okay. I'm excited about being able to do this. I've been reading some of your items. We did go to a doctor and get the sound, the box. And we're doing it 20 minutes a day. And I'm just happy to get some kind of help.
Okay, where are you from, Clara?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
Texas.
Okay. See what I just did there? I talked over her. So this little bit, I think, is me.
Hey, where are you from, Clara?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
Texas.
Okay, this is me talking. So we're going to use the scissors and chop it out. And this little hunk right here is me talking. And we can chunk that out. Now we have 24 seconds. That's enough. And I'm going to export this. Clara Live. Put it in my WAVES file. Anywhere from 20 to 35 seconds is okay. Now we're going to bring in a new client. Clara in Texas. And a birthday, and you can fake it if you want.
11/29/47.
And female. And what do you want me to look at?
Well, we know we have Parkinson's, so something like that.
Okay, we can look at Parkinson's common. I just got some new Parkinson's information today that's not up on our database yet. I need to look at it, so I'll ask you a question. Do you, like, fall asleep in the daytime?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, that's where the new research we were doing. Okay, I'm going to save and close. I think I just, yeah, I just put those in my new account under my points, so I will be able to look at those. Okay, so we put this up. We're going to bring in your vocal print. Boy, that was quick. And now let's look at your WAVE file. Wow. This two lumps, you see the two lumps that look alike?
Yes.
This is inflammation. It can also mean some kind of pathogen. You look really good long term, and that's good because it means it's not all through your system yet, and it's easier to turn something around if the long term is in the normal. But I can tell you 10 minutes a day is not enough for somebody with Parkinson's. So I'll need to speak with your practitioner. Okay, let's pull points, current, and we hope it pulls this one. Let's see, this top one. This is a, wait, it comes back up here. It's going to pull the points. We want to look at anything above. It's plus one, plus two. You don't have a plus three here. But here's minus one, minus two, minus three. And I would want to know what this little guy is. It's long-term, so I'm going to mark that with an X. It says toxin, but I want to mark it with an X because I want to know what it is. This is kind of an oddball thing, but it's within normal limits. These three are within normal limits. I don't like that. Why would we look at something that's normal? So it took those out. Now I can choose some other things. Some open stuff. Well, that's in a normal level. Oh, right, there's one. And this, see the high and comes down low? Are you in pain? Because that's a pain strike.
Only on my left knee, because I've got a bad left knee.
Pain left knee. Okay, we'll see what that's about. I think you see any others that you would take, Richard?
No, that one's pointed. Maybe these two lines that are sort of low toward at the bottom of the last hump toward the right.
Here?
That one, that longish, yeah. Maybe. I'm always curious about spikes, either direction.
I want to look at this one, too.
Oh, yeah, that one's much bigger. Now that I made it full screen, I can see those.
It won't take me down there, though.
Hmm.
I'll get close. Well, let me pick 25, but it won't let me pick 26. We're going to go with this. The body is redundant anyway. So if we save and close, Oh, and we got anxiety. I need to go back. We need Parkinson's Commons. Parkinson's Commons is 15 different databases together. Because a lot of people, P-A-R-K-I-N-S-O-N, a lot of people come in and they have tetanus or dystonia, not really Parkinson's. So we start out with Parkinson's Commons to see which direction we want to go. So here's the one we did with anxiety. We don't really need that one, so I'm going to ditch it. Okay, GRLA, that's stiff man syndrome. That really isn't, it really isn't Parkinson's.
Okay.
It's a problem right here with trimethyl and dimethylglycine, that the body isn't getting enough methionine to get rid of the trash in the system. So when you see stiff man syndrome, it's there. With stiff man syndrome, the signal from your brain to your muscle gets kind of slow. Ah, wait a minute. That's the lowest low. We don't care if that gene is low. It hasn't kicked in. Maybe it will. Melatonin low, that's where you just have to go to sleep. Bromelain is one of those things with betaine that really helps issues with Parkinson's. Myelin sheathing, GAD is low. Now, if this was high, I'd say you got an allergy with wheat, but it's low, so who cares? But it's another stiff man syndrome thing. Orexin A precursor. Now, this is the one that causes you to want to go to sleep during the day and not sleep well at night.
How would bromelain be high? Well, it doesn't produce organically. I mean, it's typically a supplement or something you take. I mean, it's naturally sourced from pineapple. It's a protease-type enzyme. So how would it be high that she's taking it and it's not being assimilated?
Or it's a frequency of her knee, and her knee is inflamed. You know, I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm just saying it could be the frequency of something else. We'd have to go back and look at what else it relates to. I'm concerned about this orexin, because that's the precursor to the sleep thing. This other thing, glutamate, being high, glutamate decarboxylase, COX-2, that causes inflammation. Now, where that comes in here, again, that's the dimethylglycine and the trimethyl. So this is where glutamate comes in and causes a problem. And a lot of the times, see these little blue boxes or the boxes? That's genetic. So we'd go back and look at the genetic issues for what is going on. GAD67, that usually is pancreas inflammation. A lot of GAD here. Borrelia. And it's high. That's tick Lyme disease.
Hmm.
Look at how many times she has radon. Have you ever been exposed to radioactive isotopes?
Not that I know of.
Could be coming out of the earth. Radon is one of those that will appear in the earth depending upon where you live. I don't know about Texas soil. I think of it as more back east, but it could be local.
And here's magnesium phosphate. Now, that's low. That's a magnesium that feeds your heart. It feeds your muscles. It keeps you from having muscle cramps. It's low. You could just find food with magnesium in it, or you could take supplements.
Or take a You could also take a Stephanie Sineff magnesium Epsom salt soak bath. That'd be good
yes.
for your nerves and generally soothing and sulfur sourcing, good for your system.
Also, say it again.
I'll do that. That sounds good.
DHPR, oh, that's here, and it's on that pathway to that BHMT. And when we do these methylation map for you, oh, how can I get down to the bottom of that? And we go in and we take these little red things and we put in, oh, it's DHPR, oh, it's glutamate and trimethylglycine and all the stuff in here. And then we see which one of these is the issue. This is cellular energy. This is detoxifying energy. This is creating energy to use to move your finger and whatever. This is repleting your DNA, and this is how you use incoming resources. So you're having trouble using glutamate as it comes in. And I don't know where you get glutamate. This is how... Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, is that glutamate? What is it?
It's an amino acid.
Okay.
Let's go see if we can find one so we can see it. Remind me to come back to this tetanus here. So we send you this in electronic form. It has a blue line under it. And you knock on the blue line, and it'll take you to explain what it is and what it does.
Yikes.
So we expect you, what, Richard?
I said yikes. I'm trying to read the page, and there's like every 20th word I know what that is. It's a lot of chemistry.
Well, these are supposed to be management reports for your wellness provider. And it tells you here that there is a serious issue. You had some low GAD, but you have some high GAD. And this is grains, an issue with grains that cause inflammation. Dr. Gundry's diet, lectins, his anti-lectin diet would look good here. You remember the name of his book?
The Plant Paradox.
Ah, okay. NADH, a lot of issues here with this GAD, but I saw something here, tetanus. Hi. Does the sides of your toes, where your little toe is, do those hurt at all?
No, not really.
Okay, well, usually that's where tetanus will lay down. And tetanus can cause symptoms that look like Parkinson's. But in your case, if there's no pain there and the little toe is not numb or anything, then it's not likely it. ATP is high. Well, you know, there's a lot of things in here about dystonia. This is a gene for gluten allergies. It's low, though, so we wouldn't pay attention. Riboflavin B2 is high. Sodium is low. Sodium is low. If I was going to look at yours, one, I'd look at all this nerve growth factor, and this is the longevity gene, and yours is low. I would look at bringing those up because you've got three of them here. Asparagine is low, an amino acid. When we do your reports, it'll tell you what each one of these things are. So your report is coming up. And it sounds like I've just given too much information for you to handle by yourself. We should send you to a wellness provider. When this comes up, okay, here's all of your instructions. So let's go to the very last page. And the last page will tell you what each of these things are.
Okay.
What we like to do is cause you to be able to look at your own stuff. So this is by relevance. So the very first one gives your instruction, shows your actual vocal print. And there's that GRLA gene that's the lowest low. Plus, you have a lot of other things that is Stiffman syndrome. And it's akin to Parkinson's, but I don't see any dopamine or anything on here that would show me that it's Parkinson's. So I would want to dig further. Page one, let's go to page two. Now, remember, this is by what?
I was reading about Parkinson's, and they said it's like a, what is it? It's a whole mess of symptoms, and they don't really know. Some people get Parkinson's for one reason, some people get Parkinson's for other reasons, and sometimes it's not even Parkinson's.
Well, the first thing I would do with you is take you off all grain. Because you have Stiffman syndrome and there's GAD. And remember, this is in priority. So there's the Stiffman syndrome again, myelin sheathing for the nerves, the orexin precursor, which makes you fall asleep, and it's called hypocetin, another word for this orexin, and it's associated with sleep. That's Lyme. That's an herb I've never heard of. And this starts the genetic part of it, the DHPR that we showed you here. So we'd make a methylation map for you to show where this started. Now you have arginine and a couple of other these. So we'd help you detox. No, we wouldn't help you detox. We'd just tell you where it is and then where to find some information. But this DHPR gene, that looks like it's the beginning of this information not getting to your muscles. But you look down through here and look at how many times grain. There's glutamate again. Grains, that GAD, is really prevalent in your chart.
That's odd. I don't even take wheat. I don't have wheat. I don't have most of the grains I stay away from.
Why?
Because I was told that I should be gluten-free.
Gluten and also gliadin. So if you could remember the word browse, B-R-O-S-E. B-R-O-W-S-E, sorry. Barley, rye, oats, wheat, felt, eliminate. But really, it's the lectins that's causing the issues with somebody with this much GAD in their system.
Dr. Gundry has a bunch of shows on YouTube, and you could just see some of his material. We interviewed him sometime late last year, and he has a lot of really solid information on not just taking on a lifestyle, but getting off of a bunch of things so that you can heal your gut and have a healthy gut and then rotate some things back in. But he's mostly anti-grain because of the lectin issues causing leaky gut syndrome. But he has a lot of really presentable, good information on YouTube, freely available. But his book is, I put it in chat, The Plant Paradox. He was very good.
We'll have to check into that then. That's great.
The two of you that we did evaluations for, send me your email where you want this sent. And my email is just sherryedwards@gmail.com. sherryedwards@gmail.com. And then I will send these to you. We are out of time. We are more than out of time. We hope to get three people done. But we just.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you.
You are most welcome, Clara. Hope you'll be with us next time. And I'll keep looking at people's charts. I always do, so I find so many interesting things in them. We are going to hear from Richard next time. He's going to add some nutrients and look at his vocal print again and see if we can stimulate his hearing back to normal, because that's what we would like to do. Take everything that we know about your vocal print, and some of the kink is bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. Oh, Claire, I need to add knee to yours. But we want to put the information back in your hands. It's coming very quickly, although they are trying to get rid of it. I'm very happy that that mandate of Obamacare, that if you don't buy this, you have to pay a big fine, they've done away with that. I'm very happy. I hated that part. So we want to give you the tools and the solutions to take care and monitor your own health. And I can see that we need to do a lot of education because people don't know what these nutrients and things are. Please go to our Guardian page under, boy, what is it, in the news? Classes, Guardian. This month is going to be fibromyalgia. Oh, I love that, whoever put that up there. So this is one that we do free for our practitioners. And we charge the public $40 a month for the software that we provide to them. So join us. This is up for a month if you want something very specific. And we have turned around fibromyalgia hundreds of times. So we invite you to join that. Invite you to join us Sunday. I don't have the slightest idea who our guest is. For next Sunday. Richard and I are on at 12 to noon, usually with a very important person. Richard,
the gentleman on Sunday is the gentleman on Sunday is Dean Michael, and he is a tax smarty pants, and I mean that in a kind way. I think your tax person needs to be a smarty pants to figure out how to try and help you keep money. But he's an expert.
I like that. I like the fact that they just, that tax bill, nobody making under $24,000 is going to pay tax. Isn't that awesome?
That part's awesome. I'm not so excited by the fact that Exxon will be getting an extra $6 billion a year. But that's a separate show. Okay, everybody. I have to jump to another show. So... thank you very much. That was fun, as always, watching you go down the rabbit hole looking at charts. That's stupendous. And I can see we'll be doing this again soon because there's questions. Everybody
and
have
all
a
of our
great...
shows are archived. Like this one is well worth listening to again and again with Dr. Seneff. Where can they get that, Richard?
The Dr. Seneff show you can hear at, and also the Dr. Gundry show, which was a great show. You can find at soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, then click on the that won't work because those are older shows. The best thing to do would be actually either go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Sherry Edwards, and all the shows will show up there, or go to iTunes or the podcast aggregator of your choice. That's just a big word for a player that you use, and search for Sherry Edwards. And the shows will appear there, and you could find Dr. Gundry's show. You could find Sherry Seneff, Stephanie Seneff, which we've interviewed a number of times, and others. It's all there. There's a lot to listen to, I'm telling you.
For those of you who want to join the chat or want to get the chat, okay, go ahead, Richard. Sign off.
No, you say what you're going to say.
If you want the chat, just click inside it, do Control A and Control C, and then you have the whole chat of everything that we've talked about.
I always just copy them myself and paste them in an email and email them to myself because then I can search in the email because everything else is, I don't know where anything is. All right. On that note, now I do have to go. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
Later.